It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
This is Chad from Chelsea.
That's what we get over all the fanboy stuff when you interview players and stuff. Instead of being a cheerleader, Greg.
A cheerleader for the Red Sox?
How about asking him about the double play combination? Looks like Jeremy Swayman over the last 3 to 4 years.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fan. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'm with Chad. Not more important than the 6'4"3.
I remember as a kid, they brought in Scott Fletcher and Andre Dawson.
Ooh, Andre Dawson.
And I was excited.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Okay, so you're 50 years old. You know how to use a
56.
Condom.
56? Oh my God, it's almost Greg's age.
Like, you know how to not get someone pregnant. And the fact that you're out there willy-nilly with your thing-a-lang, like, that's gross.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
6'4"3 like you read about. I want every double play in the open tomorrow.
Here's a ground ball to first. Casas has it to second for one. Relay back to first. Two double play.
Wow-wow-woo. He's very nice.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning. Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
Score that baby 3-6-3, Wiggy.
Oh, yeah, you got to love the double play ball.
Oh.
We had a caller yesterday. Yeah. Was upset.
Chad loves it. Chad loved that double play yesterday.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to your show. Happy Friday. And I don't know. we can't be negative about the Red Sox at least for one day. Yeah. I'm sure we'll find something to be negative about, but start the season with a win, Curtis. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Happy Friday. Yes. That was a – you know what the best part of that game was? 2.5 hours, basically. I mean, how many opening days, which are always full of pomp and circumstance, you got 16 first pitches, all that, and it was crisp. I thought it was a great day for Alex Cora, old school baseball.
Yep.
I love the radio. We did a great job. I was watching at this point of the game. Lou Maloney is spectacular on the at-bat with Abreu in the seventh, talking about how this was an at-bat to give him another at-bat later against a right-hander. Brilliant, came to fruition. I just thought the whole thing was enjoyable.
I did the very similar thing, Curtis. Listened to the first half of that game on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network and then caught Lou on the broadcast. And yes, Willier Abreu ends up being, thank God, your guy yesterday. In fact, Shime, I believe Alex Cora spoke about that post-game.
Jaron was like, oh, you don't need spring training. Like, actually, he probably got more at-bats than you, you know, because he was getting 7 and 8 every single day since he went back. And, you know, he's such a good player, dynamic. Last year he had a big one here, big game, right, when his grandma passed away. And now, you know, he had 2 for the Twins, you know. You can go one, you know. For the Twins, you got to get 2.
Also, Ralphie, your guy, grounding out in the seventh with 2 guys on was not what I wanted from our $30 million DH.
Oh, hey, Ralphie, and then Bregman flied out right after that. So
yeah. But you know,
everybody struggled at the plate. Middlebrooks told us that yesterday. Yeah. That pitches are ahead of.
I mean, Bregman hit an absolute laser.
Yeah.
And it was caught.
Yeah. Raffy Devers doesn't maybe look very comfortable in his new position and maybe looks a bit maybe internally struggling with all of the changes.
Really?
I don't know.
How did you, where did you see, what do you mean by looks uncomfortable?
He looked terrible at the plate. Well, so for me, I'm just looking at it as everybody said, oh, the Alex Cora massaged it, and I got to hope that he did. You know, something to keep an eye on.
I mean, his uncomfortableness, and who am I to judge others for this, but his uncomfortableness at the plate might be that he's carrying a little extra winter weight.
He's not.
I don't
yeah,
know.
I just looked at yesterday. There was, you know, a lot of the guys were kind of struggling at the plate, whether it was Bregman, whether it was Casas. You know, Devers wasn't great at the plate. So, you know, I kind of look at that, and that's why I asked the question yesterday. And when you look at both pitchers going out there, Eovaldi and Crochet, they, you know, they both pitched a really good game. And if this is something that's going on, you know, later on in the season, middle of the season, he's still struggling, Courtney. I agree that maybe it is in his head.
Greg, if this continues with Devers, what percent of the Red Sox fandom will blame Alex Cora versus blame Rafael Devers?
I would assume the majority will
99.9.
Blame Alex
just Courtney
Cora.
And Wiggy will be the other two.
Well, you know, it was interesting that Middlebrooks said this yesterday, that as a DH, you feel disengaged from the game.
Yep.
I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I mean, and how he would know better than
Curtis. They're carrying water for Rafi Devers.
I'm not carrying water. I think that he should be. I've been told all spring season that these are adults. They all handle it as adults.
Yeah.
Rafi Devers was told what his position was. He's got to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Well, he was up at the plate. He just was 0-for-4 while he was there.
He was filling it up in the clubhouse.
But I'm not saying. Listen, I get what Courtney's saying. I'm not rocking with her after the first game because there were other guys that didn't. Like I said, Bregman didn't do anything at the plate. So what? You hit a laser to right field. Guess what? It's still caught. I look at it and I say, if this is something that continues, and basically hearing from Middlebrooks, who he played the
Brooksy
game, we don't know.
Yeah.
He actually played the game and will tell you that DH is feel sometime disengaged.
This is Chris from Worcester. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great.
How are you? Great. Well, I'm great. I hope you guys are great.
Excellent.
sorry, because yesterday was awesome because I loved how you opened with the call because I was driving home, of course, from work from Boston, And I love Will Middlebrooks, and I love the interview because I was listening to this morning's replay. Will Middlebrooks is awesome. So that's what I – and I did catch Lou and but it was awesome. I just thought the calls were awesome. I hope it continues all season, guys. So that was awesome.
You're talking about Will and Will on the radio or Will on the show yesterday or both is what you're talking about.
Both. Okay. Will on the call yesterday and Will on the radio yesterday, your interview. He's witty. He's good. Yeah. He's good. He's
all right.
Good.
So he's got a good wit. Thank you, Chris. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Call him Brooksy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brooksy. Well, I mean, I might call him Mr. I could call him Mr. Dunn, I guess, if I wanted to. Adele. Sorry. Oh. Mr. Dell. Mr. Middlebrooks.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to, including our leads.
Were you thinking about the clothing line Brooks and Dunn?
No. To be honest with you, we used to have a salesperson here named Jenny Dunn about 15 years ago. Do you remember, Curtis?
I do.
And that was the first when I started to think of it. I mean, it's an old man thing.
Oh, yeah.
When I started to think of a Jenny with a D last name, I thought of Dunn.
Okay. But
I'm fine with Brooksy. I'm fine with whatever anybody wants to call him when he is on this show. Leeds coming up in about 10 minutes to start us off this morning. And then we will get to They Said It. After we are done with the leads, I would assume most likely around 7:20 or so this morning. And among the things that we will talk about is what Mike Vrabel said yesterday about Stephon Diggs. And there is the Patriots are holding a press conference this afternoon at 2:15 with, as they describe it, a free agent signing. So I'm assuming that it would be Steph Diggs who will say hello and introduce himself to New England this afternoon at about 2:50.
All right.
So, and
this is awesome because the best rivalry nobody talks about is the Red Sox and the Patriots. 2:30 to stop the opening day buzz right before game two. Welcome to Boston, Steph Diggs.
Yeah. There's this talk floating around that they're not done when it comes to a free agent wide receiver. And I don't know if you buy it or not, but I would be excited if that's the situation.
Well, there's guys out there that they could definitely, whether it's Tyler Lockett, I brought up Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper's still available. So I would love to see them add another position, especially if you know that there's a good chance that maybe you might not get Travis Hunter. Right, if that was part of your plan, was okay, Travis Hunter and a free agent wide receiver, and now there's a chance you might not get him, and you might get Abdul Carter. Maybe you want to add that second veteran wide receiver that will, you know, give you more help because we know Diggs is not going to be available for at least the beginning of the season. So it would be a smart move by them.
All right, what else? We'll get to the news with Courtney at 7:45, and that includes today, would Wiggy eat it, and the frozen dessert treat that comes from the human body, and we'll find out whether Wiggy would eat it, and we'll get to the rest of the news at 7:45. We will meet a Pudge's pal in the studio this morning. What time is that, Curtis?
8:45, Rafferty. Excellent. There he is.
Look at that guy.
Aussie
so
mix.
So cute.
All right.
Four and a half months old.
What kind of a mix?
Aussie.
Okay.
You said 15 pounds?
I think, yes, 15 pounds.
Oh, he's a little one.
Yeah. And he loves the Outback.
I'll be able to hold him.
Uh-huh.
Well, he is hoping to find the forever home.
Sit.
And I think we...
High energy.
We're undefeated, I think, right, Curtis?
We are. We're undefeated. And I think Rafferty's going to do a mock draft maybe at some point.
Yeah. All right. Chime's mock. Chime, you don't have the New England Patriots getting Abdul Carter as your mock stands right now, though.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
So you are in direct opposition to Adam Schefter.
Correct, yes. Okay. I believe... Well, Adam Schefter's in complete opposition with himself. He said just like over a month ago that he felt most confident that the Cleveland Browns would take a quarterback at number two. If that is in fact the case, quarterbacks would go one and two, and then it would go Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, in that order. But if all of a sudden you're pivoting, that means to me that Cleveland is telling you something, and they want to get out of the pick. They don't want to have to draft anybody at that pick. So, I mean, in a worst-case scenario, somebody leapfrogs you and takes Carter or Hunter, and then the Giants take the other.
Jump frogs.
Yeah. Maybe,
you're right, jump frog, my fault.
Maybe Vegas jumps up to get Shedeur Sanders. Maybe that's still a possibility. I know that they traded for Geno Smith, but we know Brady had said, and Brady seems like he's calling the shots.
But why trade up when you can just stay there and still draft him?
Oh, okay, so you're saying that
because Cleveland clearly doesn't want to pick it too, it seems.
Right.
Like, I would be, if that is in fact the case, if reading through the tea leaves here indicates that, like, if I'm the Patriots, I call about moving to two and securing the fact that I can get Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
Yeah, that would be the smartest move. You just go down, you just go up a few spots, and I don't think that's going to cost you a ton.
No, it's going to cost you like it's going to cost you like the Matt Judon pick that you got in the trade.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Well, a lot to talk about on the show this morning, including what is trending with Courtney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox start the 2025 season with a win, 5-2 the final in Dallas. Willie Abreu had the first homer of the season for Boston and ended the game with a three-run shot that got the Sox the win. Garrett Crochet went five innings in his Red Sox debut. He gave up two runs on five hits while striking out four. The Sox stay in Texas to take on the Rangers again tonight. Tanner Houck will take the mound for the Sox. First pitch at 8:05. You can listen to that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. It kicks off with Christian Arcan on the Mass Mutual pregame show at 7:05. March Madness saw no upsets yesterday, so on to today. Ole Miss taking on Michigan State. Kentucky has Tennessee. Michigan and Auburn face off, as do Purdue and Houston. And the NCAA hockey tournament kicked off yesterday, and the New England teams stay alive. BU beat Ohio State. Western Michigan beat Minnesota State. Michigan State fell to Cornell. And Minnesota fell to UMass in overtime.
Right.
Today we have BC taking on Bentley at 2.
Okay, let's go Falcons.
Yeah, let's go Eagles. At 5, we have UConn and Quinnipiac. 5:30, Providence taking on Don't Even and Denver. And at 8:30, it's Maine and Penn State. That's
what's the name of that school?
Quinnipiac.
Okay, all right. Chime, what's the name of that school?
Whatever Courtney says it is, Greg.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
That was just such a nice afternoon of baseball yesterday. God, it was awesome. I watched it with James, who knew what was going on. It was spectacular. He's not a huge Dave O'Brien fan, but we'll get to that later. 36 feels like 29. Going to get into the mid-50s this afternoon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You beat Boston Red Sox undefeated on the season, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I could tell it maybe it's going to be a troll day in Twitch. And good morning and hello, and thank you to those who watch this show on Twitch. Extra thanks to those who participate in the lively Twitch chat, which is ongoing during this show.
Bye.
And so during the break, the Boston Massacre said, Greg, acting like when he's doing his Northeast Men's Health reads that he's not on testosterone. I mean, I don't want to get into these kinds of things, but Wiggy's been there. Wiggy, who has the highest T level at the radio station?
Yeah, it was you.
Courtney.
And I know... I couldn't
some
remember.
Days it feels like that, Curtis.
I couldn't remember if it was you. I couldn't remember if it was you or Foyer
may have been 5 points higher than me.
Okay.
But I was in my 600s.
Yeah, you was high.
Wiggy was in his 200s right. When we went. He's
very
now,
low.
He's now fixed the problem.
Yeah, I was very low.
So, listen, troll. It's a Friday. You troll all day.
I love the trolls.
Try to be accurate with the troll. Call me out on something else. I know I can't figure out how to change the television station. Like, bust my balls about that. Like,
right. There's plenty of material out there.
Come up with something good. Hey, can I quickly plug an event which is happening a week from tonight? And that is the 15th anniversary gala for the Greg Hill Foundation. You... incredible people have been extraordinarily generous when it comes to helping the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation over the last 15 years. To the somewhat shocking tune of over $31 million
wow.
That you have donated to over 10,000 different beneficiaries. It is, and it comes in. Because people are working and supporting families. It comes in dribs and drabs of 25, 50, you know, 100 bucks when we do. It's incredible how what you have done to help our beneficiaries. So we are having a gala to celebrate our beneficiaries and to celebrate 15 years. It is at The View Boston, which is the totally redone top of the Prudential Center, like it used to be called, the top of the hub. It is beautiful up there, and we're doing it a week from tonight. I'm probably going to have to go out and try to rent a tux because it's somewhat formal.
Okay,
so
I can't wait.
And I always get worried about renting a tux too far away from an event because things can change. You know what I mean, Curtis?
Like, amen.
You may need to go back and get it let out or something if you get it a couple months in
advance. Think you'd be going to get a ticket, Brett. No offense.
But anyway, if you would like to join us, please go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And
is that kind of a douche move? No offense.
What?
A tux
Like, what's wrong with a suit?
What? Well, tuxes are great.
Cordy, I am not surprised by that take.
It's a gala.
Right.
So I am told.
So if you're gala, you can't show up in a suit.
No, you can.
You could.
The attire is formal for this event.
Right.
So you don't need to wear a tux. But I think since Greg is the host, I think it would be nice if he wore a tux.
Yeah, if you Got get it. A clean suit, you know, quazo Good. Suit.
It, there it is. It,
you know, he'll have you clean yeah. and it I, doesn't I, matter if you're in a tux or a clean yeah. suit.
I don't think I could get a suit in a week. From Quazo.
No, that you could definitely do.
Your guy, Quazo.
Yeah.
Wiggy has a guy for everything.
Well, you need a guy. Yeah, but you can get a clean suit, Curtis. Clean suit will look good.
I think you should do cummerbund and bow tie, though, not a vest.
Cummerbund also a problem when it comes to making it all the way around the middle area.
I think it sucks everything in.
And then connecting at the end. So
it's like male Spanx.
Switch up the...
I don't need Spanx.
No, I'm just saying... I didn't say you did. I'm just saying, like, that's what I think a cummerbund is.
You know what's in right now, too, Greg? If you do decide to go with a tux, different colored jackets.
Are those in, though?
Yes.
I don't know.
Like, you don't have to go straight black. You go with a different color jacket.
Ooh, maybe a white one?
Yeah, white. You know, there's like a kind of like red velvet.
What about Dumb and Dumber style? Like, those tuxes. I love those. Those, like, fluorescent orange.
You know, I guess you can go that way. But there are some nice different color if you're into that. But if you're just a straight old, you know, penguin tux, then go with the black.
Yeah.
But I put the link in Twitch, so if you want to buy a ticket and come join us, it's in there.
Yeah. Great food, great music, and then the best part of the whole night. You've been before to our gala.
Yes.
Best part of the whole night is some of our beneficiaries will tell you how they overcame what is most likely the worst time of their life and how what you did for them changed their lives.
Right.
So that to me... is the best part of the night. So I would love to see you there if you're so inclined a week from tonight. This is Alan from Nashville. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say I'm really a big fan of what you do with your foundation, and I want to buy two tickets for anyone on Twitch who just whispers or whatever it's called. I have no idea how the DMs work, but just hit me up and I'll buy a couple tickets for a listener.
Can Curtis pick the person on Twitch?
No, because that'd be John in a car, and he's not allowed.
Curtis might pick X-Bear. I don't know.
Well, it would be great to actually see his face.
Oh,
be phenomenal.
X-Bear is allowed.
Okay, yeah, so wait.
I'll sit next to him.
So this is going to work. You're going to buy two tickets from Nashville.
Yes.
This is actually extraordinary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to give them to... Now, the problem is going to be most likely for a lot of people in Twitch... they don't have a friend to bring to the event with the other ticket.
No, you know what? I've already... they just have their parents contact me.
Okay. And that's how they're going to get dropped off, too. Right. Like, they're going to get dropped off by their mom.
Right.
And okay.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Alan, this is really cool of you.
That's good stuff.
You're a good guy. And thank you for listening to the show. And thank you for the support. All right?
Thanks, Alan. Awesome.
Hey, you're the man. Take care.
Okay, awesome.
And Greg, I didn't want to do this because Ken, I love him. He's like my big brother. But he was harumphing last week about it being the same day as the home opener.
Well, he doesn't have to come. I mean,
when you think formal, you think Ken Laird.
No, you do that.
Well, he's probably got some kind of a formal do-rag that he wears around with a Sox logo smack dab in the middle.
He comes rolling in with Doug and Will Fleming at 9.
Johnny Egan also is already talking about opening day, making sure Greg gets from opening day home to the gala.
Yeah.
Johnny Egan's very stressed about that as well.
Wait, are you saying that Ken rolls deep with Will Fleming? Is that what happens?
Look out. Yeah. We're heading to Bills on Lansdowne.
Adele rolling in the deep rejoin later?
Ooh, I love that song.
Speaking of rolling, I like the way the Dodgers did the trophy presentation with Ice Cube driving it out in the old car.
Oh, he did? I didn't check
it
out.
Did you see that
yesterday? No, I didn't see that.
Oh, I can't believe he missed it. It was pretty
cool. He rolled out in like a 64 Impala or something like that?
Yeah, it was really like Dodger blue. It was, and then drove it around the field. Honestly, it was pretty cool the way they did that. This is Matt from Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Curtis. Curtis gets a lot of hate on this show. I can't be on Curtis, but I was going to ask him if he goes to the gala, maybe an ode to Tom Brady, or he wore that pirate ensemble with Giselle.
Oh,
that'd be a good look for you.
Yeah, I love it. I would do that in two seconds. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I will be rooting from afar.
Thank you, Curtis.
All right.
Yeah.
Just ick for ladies, no kitty heels, please, because that's guys look at that.
What is it? What are,
no kitty heels.
What are those again?
Like the Peggy Bundy small heels when you're out and you're wearing a nice gown or you're wearing a nice dress. We're giving you, this is from the fellas. That is a major ick for
us. I thought some men really
like
that.
No, men do not like that.
I think shorter men actually really like them.
They just
say nice things.
Because
it doesn't make the woman taller than them.
Yeah, they just say nice things to make sure that the woman doesn't get upset. But
so here in Boston, very popular.
Yes, do not wear them.
Yeah. Courtney thinks that all of the Boston guys are short kings.
Yeah,
not
that is
all.
True. Yeah,
that's not true. All.
So. A lot of them.
Not all.
That's what you said.
Yeah, most.
I think you said Boston was the shortest male city in the world.
I bet statistically, in the U.S., Boston is up top five.
Okay. Wow.
Maybe top three.
Well, what does it matter? Why are you
it doesn't.
Judging, why are you judging a man based on his height?
I don't. I always said that I don't.
Have you ever dated a dude that was shorter than you?
I think I've dated
That's
one.
A no.
No, I think I dated two guys that were under 6 feet.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know any athletes that are under 6 feet.
I didn't only date athletes. I think I dated two guys under 6 feet.
Courtney's capping.
Santo's over 6 feet, but like 6'1".
All right. That's not short.
Same. Dr. Diana measured me at 6, if I remember correctly. Curtis Stouts, I think you're 6 foot on Santo.
I haven't seen Santo in a while, but I don't think he's 2 inches taller than me.
I love Courtney's short, six.
What'd you say? He's not 2
short.
Inches what, Curtis?
Taller than me.
Oh, okay.
Right. Why?
Oh,
how tall
God
are you?
In heaven.
How tall is...
I'm between 5'11 and 6 feet.
Okay, and I said Santo 6'1.
Oh,
that's 2 inches that's taller 2 inches. Than me.
That well, you said 6 feet, taller, too. Yeah,
2 inches. Okay, inch and a half.
Inch taller than me, because Dr. Diana says I'm 6 feet.
So are you capping about his height, Ben?
I've been told he's 6'1". I don't know what to tell you. He's a perfect height for me.
He's perfect in every way. He's a beautiful
Let's see
man.
See what he's listed at as
better
college
person.
Roster.
What did
that's always
you have to subtract, too.
Didn't you try to call me out with Dr. Diana when she was at the snow show last week?
Yeah, I said if Greg is 6 feet or 6'1", whatever you had him at, I'm 6'9".
What did she say?
She goes, wow, I didn't realize 6'9" was that short.
Damn, Santa looks hot in his high school
All right.
photo. Okay. I mean, college photo.
Okay. You know the shortest state, a place we just visited, I would have never guessed.
What, Rhode Florida. Island?
Florida.
Oh, Florida?
Yep.
Really?
The top state for shortest males.
Did
the
not
tallest
know that.
States, Utah, Montana, South Dakota, Alabama, Tennessee, and Nebraska.
Right. Wow.
Courtney's going to none of them short states.
So wait, no New England states in the tallest states for men?
No, it looks, they have the color-shaded map. I'm colorblind, so it's difficult for me to discern. But Massachusetts is not the shortest, but I would presume we are fourth shortest.
All right.
Here's a text. The 978 text on the Subaru of New England text line that said height does not matter to guys.
What do you mean, with girls?
Yeah.
No.
That's coming from a tall person who's texting that, guaranteed.
And it says, kitty heels. I still don't understand what kitty heels are.
I wear them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
They have like, the heel is like this big. Yeah. They're usually called a sling back.
Yeah. They're what your grandmother would wear.
They're smaller heels.
Smaller heels, okay. Usually with a point toe.
This person, I'm assuming a guy, agrees with Wiggy. Kitty heels are so gross.
Yeah.
It says so much about the woman.
Yeah. You know who wore them
and
a
people
lot?
People get upset about me. You know, with what I say about men.
Yeah.
You know who wore them a lot? Like Lucille Ball. Like they were popular back in
it was the 50s.
Yes.
Like,
well, that's what they were popular.
Yeah,
they were real little. Remember Peggy Bundy used to wear them when she
I don't know.
And married with children.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even.
I bet Lindsay has a pair. They're very comfortable, and I think they dress up an outfit.
I mean, to be honest with you, it might say something about me, but I don't even. Like, I don't even notice. Like,
believe me.
Who cares?
Also, women are not dressing always for the male gaze anymore. I'm dressing for the gals.
No, but don't women have icks for guys?
Of course.
You guys got a million icks.
Of course. And that's one for you. I love it.
Men do, especially when you wear a nice dress, men do not want, men look at your feet, your shoes. The shoes tell a lot about a woman.
Mm. Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what can you tell about them?
you can tell whether or not they're safe, they're boring,
Or if they got a little action to them.
Really?
Yeah.
So if they're wearing higher heels.
Yes.
Then you feel like they're a floozy.
No, no, not a floozy.
they're wild.
That's kind of what you're saying.
No, not a floozy. Let's just say they're not boring.
They're not boring in the rapper is what you're saying.
And the rapper.
Yeah, in bed.
Have you ever heard of a lady in the street but a freak in the sheets?
Yeah, I believe Ludacris said that.
Yes. Yep,
that was in my high school yearbook.
It's on Curtis's tombstone.
All right.
Roll out.
Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Bad Moon Rising and The Leads this morning brought to you by the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Sean.
Was that selection an homage to Wiggy's colonoscopy?
It wasn't, but nice play, nice pull. So today, Greg, I have a food lead for you, non-sports lead for you. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing this with me, because I found this delightful, intriguing, and thought-provoking. There is a minor league baseball team, that offers a hot dog that is 6 feet long and 10,000 calories.
Ooh, okay.
It is loaded with smoked pulled pork, mac and cheese, jalapenos, and fried onions.
10,000 calories.
Mm. Correct.
What is your daily allotment supposed to be around?
2,000?
2,500? Yeah. Somewhere between that. Okay.
So this is five times your normal allotment. Granted, I don't know if I could eat all of this by myself. It's also lined on the side with jalapeno poppers, so I'm assuming those come with, which is kind of nice. I'm a big jalapeno popper guy.
Uh-huh.
But like, my question is, Mitch has the photo up on Twitch for you right now.
Yeah.
My question is, how many friends do you think you need to take this puppy down?
Look, you need a lot.
See, I don't know if you need a lot. I think I need three.
Wow.
Three?
Four guys could easily take down 6 feet of dog.
Who would you pick?
I would pick my buddy Corey.
All right. Bigger guy?
No, actually, no. But for as long as I've known him, he's just always hungry.
Okay.
He's one of those people. I'd invite Rich Keefe because he is a literal garbage disposal.
All right.
I'd probably invite one of my brothers because they can put some food.
What is the sauce that is on the top of it?
So that's part of the, I believe... Oh, the on the very top. I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't say.
It looks like a sriracha or something.
Maybe like an aioli?
Like a sriracha aioli or something.
Oh, now I'm even more excited. Can I tell you, I am such a bougie bitch for a good aioli.
Yeah, same.
Oh, God. Like an aioli on a sandwich can like make or break the sandwich.
Not on a hot dog, though.
You're
going in a good hot dog, Sham. You like all that crap on your hot dog?
Not generally, but sometimes, yeah. If I'm in the mood for it.
I'm not right now.
I'm looking at that, and I'm in the mood.
That's Greg. Better than. Did you see what the Hartford Yard Goats are doing this season?
Greg did.
They're doing the Float Your Goat, which is a all beef hot dog with chopped peppers, onions, bacon, and brown mustard submerged in a glass of 100% whole goat milk.
No, thank you. I'm good. They want you dipping it in the milk.
No.
Keep milk away from anything that I want to eat, unless it's Oreos.
And I don't want mac and cheese on my hot dog.
You don't?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Hot dogs, Greg, is like hot dog.
Wait.
is meant. At least for where the way I grew up on hot dogs, I didn't grow up in like Chicago or down south where they want chili. And
you never like as a kid had mac and cheese and then like cut up hot dogs in it
And all that other stuff. No, I had like as a kid we had the hot dogs. What were like the SpaghettiOs with the hot dogs in them or something like that. But I like for me a hot dog. Give me my relish. Give me my onions. Give me my ketchup, and I'm good. Some people want to put mustard on them. I'm cool with that.
I think a lot of women look at the way men dress their hot dogs and know how they are in the bedroom.
I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting...
You are as basic as they come.
I am a basic bitch. I'm not putting coleslaw on my hot dog. Forget
that. Are you saying Wiggy just lies there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time. Starfish.
I am going to lie there all day long.
probably is very basic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it comes to my hot dog, if you're going to judge me, I'm not putting chili and coleslaw on my hot dog.
No.
Sorry.
Nope.
Why not?
You don't have to apologize, but
I'm not pulling chili.
Why would you want it on the hot dog?
Right.
I'm with Wiki. I have it like on the side. If you want to have bowl of chili, have a bowl of chili.
What, but what if I want it all in one bite?
Because then it's going to be all over your face. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
You miss it. You're taking away from the hot dog. I'm not putting sauerkraut on
it. What do you mean you're taking away? A hot dog by itself is not that good. It's only as good as the accoutrements.
Don't say that.
I didn't say by itself.
It's very good by itself.
Okay,
with a bun.
What are you slurping down dogs all the time?
No. I also would argue that the grilled bun is way better than the toasted or just like missionary style.
Yeah,
like,
yeah I would take that the 6 foot dog, that style of hot dog with all the loaded stuff. 10 times out of 10 before I go just hot dog and bun.
No, but he's saying not just bun, but you put ketchup, mayonnaise, not mayonnaise, mustard on it. He's not saying that. You can't grill a bun and then expect to put a hot dog and all that crap on it because you're taking away from a good grilled bun.
So you're saying all 10,000 calories could be taken down by you, Rich Keefe, and Raphael Devers. Is that what you said?
Yeah, actually, that's probably accurate.
Okay. Real quick, because we got to take a break. How do you feel about this? Mitch has it. The Padres introduced for their opening day the banana bread pudding helmets.
Oh, I'm in.
Are you in?
banana things? I'm so in.
Okay.
All right.
Looks pretty good in the helmet. And you like that, Charm?
I like that a lot.
Could you do the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, duh.
Okay. All right.
Especially dessert for me. I have a deadly sweet tooth.
I think you take the helmet home and you smell like banana bread pudding for the rest of your life.
That'd be nice.
I'm worried with all this food talk. Shime's trying out a new drink this morning that could run right through him. I'm just warning everybody.
God.
And it's the first day he's doing it. And with all this talk, the belly's got to be rumbling.
It's delicious. No, I'm great. I feel wonderful. Okay. Actually. I don't even feel hungry.
What's the new drink that you're trying out?
It's called yerba mate. So it's like a mate is a type of tea.
All right.
What does it make you poop?
No, it's a prebiotic probiotic. I mean,
which
can
makes
make
you poop.
But.
Prebiotic.
It's like 2,000 milligrams of pre-probiotic.
So he's flushing?
He's flushing
Courtney,
big time.
You couldn't have given it to him at 10?
She didn't give it to me. I made it myself. I used my frother in the kitchen.
You own a frother?
Yeah, I specifically bought one to make sure that...
Is it electric?
Because I think... I actually wish I had it when I was on Awaken, because I would make some of the drinks that Awaken gives you, and sometimes like the powder is left, and when you get a chunk of powder, it's just like a huge... Like, I'm just like, I don't like this.
Right.
So I really like to make sure it's all mixed up, and I wish I had this frother last time.
I see.
Frother. What the hell is a frother?
You have your initials. You have your initials embroidered on it.
No, it was like $7.
Monogrammed. Is it a monogrammed frother? Or?
Oh yeah, I went to Walmart and got the most expensive frother I could find.
Yeah, in Maine 2022. He sounds jacked up. Does it have caffeine? It does. I looked at all the ingredients yesterday. So
he always sounds jacked up.
Shake it up.
That's true. I do always sound jacked up.
Breece Hill told me last night that you sound a little overconfident on the show lately. Especially with regard to the golf match.
Well, it's just because I'm going up against you, Greg.
Right.
I'm not going up against a country club child. Then I might be nervous.
Right. Breece said that you have no idea the potential pain that you're bringing on yourself by facing me down nine holes at Granite Links. No,
I'll never be scared of a man who jumps at a pool holding his nose.
I'm scared of that. You're... He said it's like Tim Walz, who said he could kick the ass of every MAGA person out there. You have no idea what you're about.
I don't even know who that is.
You have no idea the fury that is about to rain down on you on the golf course.
I guess we'll find out.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. We'll try to get to the rest of the leads coming up next. There will be a Pudge's Pal in the studio at 8:45 this morning, and today's Pudge's Pal, like every Pudge's Pal, hoping to find a forever home via this show. And so if there were any time that you might watch this show today, this morning on Twitch, it might be 8:45. And I should remind you that this show on Twitch every day is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. go see everybody at Springer's Jewelers and go to springersjewelers.com to learn more. And just like you, they listen to this radio station and this radio show every day. Curtis has a lead for us. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. And first of all, happy 328 day, the greatest sports day of my life.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
I can't. Every time I watch it, which has been 1,000 times, I'm shocked they win. I want to commend baseball in general and the Red Sox. It is never going to be what it was, and that usually is an excuse to stop trying. But I really think that baseball over the last couple years has done the very best it can to bring a sport that had no clock into a world where we have no patience. And what yesterday was a quick, crisp opening day game where you had not a lot of wait time. You had good at bats. You had a long, that we mentioned it in the first segment. The Abreu at bat in the seventh. Good old school baseball. Why are you having a lefty on lefty? Nine pitch at bat. And you had a rookie get his first hit on a play that was clearly an error. We won't talk about that. And then you had the Abreu 3-run home run. Aroldis Chapman was throwing gas. It was just a really good game that you could get into. And I am excited about this season. And I am shocked at how much baseball has done, the most stodgy of all sports, to try and break into this new era of lack of attention from its audience. And I think this season could be one for the books for Major League Baseball.
I could not agree more. Did they charge Campbell with an error on that ball in the eighth, Curtis?
The Red Sox did not have an error yesterday.
Okay, all right.
They gave the kid, what you said, they gave the kid a hit, Christian Campbell.
Yeah,
a hit
the third baseman should have made that play. I mean,
I meant that ball that he kind of went the wrong way on.
Okay. The broken bat one?
But he's awesome, too. Like, just his excitement about being there. Yeah. It's just...
He's young looking, too.
Yeah. So Sox are undefeated.
Did you see the family celebrating their son's first hit, which is so great?
Yeah, it was
awesome.
And
then the idiot that's, like, down on the left who is filming the family on his phone. If you're watching on Destiny, it was such a perfect encapsulation of 2025. There's a fan that's, like, seven seats away from them, filming them on their phone while they're all being filmed by Nesson.
I also, did you see the video came out of Veritek and Cora telling Campbell that he made the opening day roster?
Yeah.
It was, like, kind of lackluster. It felt like he knew that he was going to make it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He was just like, all right, thank you.
But it was still pretty cool.
It was cool. Very cool. But
you know, obviously, it was cool to have Veritek there because of the Georgia Tech thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's Curtis's lead. We will take a quick break and get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.